Has anyone thought about poor Tron? Because maybe he could do with some help here.
She cried out, Sylvester, now hold on. Even though he was in our home. Let's not forget the fact that you was out there creeping in another man's home.
Oh, who's that coughing?
It's
probably
like
Tron. Is it Tron?
Over here.
Hello, it's me.
Alive, Tron.
I've been shot by a burrito. Could you help me? Hello, stop arguing.
Tron starts coughing.
Yeah.
She says, Tron, oh my God, baby brother, are you okay?
Oh, about time.
Finally.
He looks up at her and says, I'm not gonna die, at least not today.
Oh, God. Like, at least someone eventually thought about poor Tron in the corner. He had to go, hello.
I love Tron's cough. That's the sort of cough I used to do when I tried to get off school.
And then he asks, what happened? Sis, why did I get shot? Sylvester, what is this policeman doing here? And I said, go on, tell him, cop.
Can I just ask, does Tron say, Sessoir, did I get shot?
Do you know what's happened to Tron?
He's gone French.
He's caught that syndrome where, you know, when people sometimes wake up after an accident and they've gone into a completely foreign language.
They I think go it's foreign just, accent syndrome.
Yeah, or foreign language syndrome. And I think that's what's happened to him.
Then he asked, what happened? Sessoir, did I get shot?
So he's gone French now. Sessoir, did I get shot? Avec le burrito? Sessoir?
Le chimichanga.
Un peu de chimichanga. Right, so come on then, policeman. Tell him everything. Go on.
He says, son, we gotta get you to a hospital and take a look at that wound. Tron says, no, I'm okay, it's just my shoulder. All I need is a bathroom.
Oh, here we go.
No,
oh, it's only my shoulder.
I'm not being funny, but if you do or anyone you know ever gets shot, don't just take them to the bathroom. They do need medical attention.
Yeah, don't be thinking like you're Jack Bauer in 24. Don't just sew it up yourself and think, oh, I'm fine.
No, you don't just get over it.
Now 5 minutes has gone by and they're telling Tron everything that happened. Tron say, man, I would have been better off in prison.
Well, I think they'd need more than 5 minutes to explain absolutely everything that's been going on, don't you, to Tron?
Well, unless he does that quick catch-up song that he did to his wife when he was...
Now somebody's banging at the door. Oh. I'm like, oh, no, here we go again. Thinking out loud to myself, saying, when is this gonna end?
Now there's someone else at the door. Who's that? Okay, right. I'll give you 20 Scott Mills points if you can correctly name who's at the door now.
I think it's a brand new character that we didn't know about. I think it's Martha. Or it could be Doug. Okay. Is it Doug?
Right. Let us know at home if you've worked it out.
Audrey?
So R. Kelly seems worried about it, whoever it is at the door, doesn't he?
Hmm.
Who could it be?
Then Gwendolyn looks at me and says, baby, you got that? And I say no. She says, why? And I said, because I'm not opening up another door.
Right. R. Kelly is now refusing to open the door. But he doesn't do doors anymore. He's had a terrible day, and he's not answering any more doors, and that's final.
And the cop says, Gwen, I get it, then I say, I'll get it. And then the policeman grabbed me, I snatched away and got my gun up off the floor. Then Tron says, now that's what I'm talking about, so that's the point there toward the door.
So, right, something's going to happen here. There's a person knocking at the door. They're arguing about who's going to get it. No, I'll get it. No, I'll get it. But who's it going to be?
There's been a plot spoiler on the text. Apparently, it's Keith Lemon.
Oh, no, he turns up everywhere. Who's it going to be?
Then he snatches the policeman's gun and says, officer, arrest me later. I count to three, Tron open the door and it's rolled the nosy neighbor. With a spatula in her hand. Like that's going to do something against them guns. It's Rosie the nosy neighbor.
Are you serious?
Do you know what?
Are you serious?
That has to be my favourite backing vocal ever.
What the hell?
Just spatula.
Woo!
So, Rosie...
What?
The nosy neighbour from
comes round with a spatula? No, I wasn't expecting that. At all. 20 Scott Mills points if you've got Rosie the nosy neighbour. With a spatula. Wow.
I count to three, Tron open the door and it's rolled the nosy neighbor. You with a spatula in her head.
Spatula.
That's gonna do something against them guns. It's Rosie the nosy neighbor.
Oh, you've got done. done yourself again. Like, just when I thought you couldn't get any more ridiculous, you've done it. That is incredible.
With a spatula in her hair.
Spatula.
Spatula.
Wow. I'm actually gobsmacked.
I don't
that
know
one.
What to say. That was the last thing I was expecting. Right.